What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And welcome to Artist Spotlight. Let's go. This is Artist Spotlight presented by Two Loss Distribution. If you need distribution, I'm telling you guys, go to Two Loss. Use the code GODS. First 3 months are free. But today we have a very special guest. We have a new artist named Playboy Poppy, straight out of Greenville, North Carolina. Let's give it up.
For a fact, Playboy Poppy on the tap in, bring your girl back Playboy in, hit the roll, get some back in, you did.
Let's go, don't stop. Now, talk that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know, but so, what's up with you?
So,
nice to meet you too, big
dog. Pleasure, man.
So this is Artist Spotlight, man. So the way I like to start it is tell me about Playboy Poppy, the character.
Got you, the artist?
The artist is the character.
Like a trench preacher for real. You know what I'm saying? I get a city hope. You know, I'm coming from Carolina, so we ain't really had too many people that stood on it and brought it back. So I'm the one they looking at to do it. You know what I'm saying? So you can look at it like that. Yeah. The hope.
Is it so you come from a small city. Obviously you're in Atlanta right now, so I could tell by the jewels that you move around a little bit. Yeah, you don't sit still.
That one thing you gotta do with the music.
You gotta move around. Yeah, I can tell you're moving around. What is the difference between being in a market like Greenville? Like, what are the challenges, excluding no one being there? Just like no industry person being there, because that's not needed for an artist to pop off.
Nah, for a fact.
So what would you say are the challenges from somebody being from a small place like Greenville, North Carolina? Not to call your place small, but you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, small minded in the aspect of what's going on. Yeah, that makes sense. But really, understanding the music industry and what it is, they feel like it's played on the outside, but it's played behind the scenes. Mm. So they worrying about videos, they worrying about what club I could perform at, you know what I'm saying? But it's really about what's my strategy, what's my demos, who's this guy, you know what I'm saying? Who can I get to that guy? So it's like really worrying about the wrong things.
So is it, you think that it's, they're waiting to see you do something before they jump on your bandwagon, would you say that?
Yeah, but they don't know what to do, you know what I'm saying? So I can't even fault them, because it's like, he know the way.
Yeah.
So we gotta follow behind him, you know what I'm saying?
So who are the bigger artists from the Carolinas? Like when you in your market, like in
who's
your
the biggest
state,
artist?
Like who are the artists that you guys that they celebrate, that they're like, you know, like when I think of North
legends,
Carolina, I hate to go DaBaby, I know it's from Charlotte. I know
DaBaby. It go like Petey, he actually
Petey
from
Pablo.
My city. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't branded like how I'm branding it. Yeah. But Petey, it go Petey, DaBaby, to me. Those the only names you gonna you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's kind of hard. And them, DaBaby, he from Charlotte, so that's 4 hours away from where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the way I'm doing it is like, Carolina really looking like, nah, this the one that's going to set the foundation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you want to say?
Yeah.
So what are your challenges? Now, basically what you said is you have the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Most artists don't have the runway.
Facts.
Most artists are trying to carve out the runway so people can see that they can take off.
Facts.
They know you, they seeing you about to take off.
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges that you have to get over for them to see? And the second part of the question is, what do you think, what are some things, or I want to say three things that if it occurred, it will help you on your mission? Just curiosity.
Challenges, really, you know, when you one of the bigger artists, you at the top, you know, everybody's shooting at the top.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of different things that go with it, whether it's losing people on the way up or just falling out over different business, different things. My bad, it was two different questions. What were the second question?
No, it's all good. I was about to say, what do you need to happen? What do you need to happen, right? So like you just said, like it's Petey, it's DaBaby, and then it's me.
Right.
Okay, we know what DaBaby and Petey had to do.
Uh-huh.
What do you have to do in 2024 to make your stamp?
I just got to keep going.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm already the one, like I'm at the forefront. So you know how it's like when you run in a marathon, you run in a race, and you can see the bag at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though you got the blinders on, it's like I ain't looking nowhere else. I see it right there. So
I
know I'm that close. So it's like I'd be a fool to stop now. So I don't really think it's anything in front of me. It's just getting back outside, doing what I'm doing right now, putting a face with a name.
But this is this is all the spotlight, so I got to get a little bit more into it.
Uh-huh.
What do you, like, you saying I got to just keep doing it. Like, what is it? Like,
working.
What does it have, like, what is working? What okay, is it, like, right. What do you, like, that's what I'm saying. I want people to understand. See,
we're actually
like,
going
like,
to
like
it.
The work. Like this is we ain't looking at the car and all the spotlight. We're looking under the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we getting under the hood right now to understand like.
So that start with doing stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? Getting in front of the people that can move some, actually showing them your star, showing them your converse, showing them, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he got a mind on me. I like his thought process. So that's one of the things. Really different stuff like that. Of course you gotta it's just everything that come with it. You know, it's really hard to explain because you either got it or you don't. It's like,
sure.
You really can't teach an artist how to be a star, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. You got to have the confidence. You got to know how to control the room, demand the room when you walk in. So it's just a lot of different things, but I'll be describing myself. It ain't like, if I'm telling them, they'll be able to do it, if that makes sense.
Got you. No, it's about you.
Yeah, for a fact.
I don't care what they do. I'm talking about what you need to do.
That's
like,
all the different things.
You on artist spotlight. We're going to talk about what you need to do.
That's what I'm doing to get where I need to go.
So you've been putting out music. How has that been? I just went to your Spotify. I seen you got respectable 46,000 monthly listeners. Uh-huh. That's respectable, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Really respectable. How do you, what is your plan for growing? How have you been putting music out? Like, give us the brain of like what's going into Playboy Poppy, how you got this far.
We're really looking at the analytics, hitting all the marketed cities. Of course, you know, street artists from the South. I get life music, so you're really looking at where would this hit at? You know what I'm saying? Is it a Memphis? Is it a Tennessee? Is it a Florida? Is it a different cities in Georgia? So after we do that, you know what I'm saying? We roll out the records that's hitting the highest, and we go from there. Of course, it's gonna be videos. Content behind all of them. I do that every day.
Are DJs a part of it?
We got like, the head DJs, whether it's Coalition, whether it's Core, we deal with all them personally. We got a radio guy, we got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really all the, like I said, getting out, meeting different people, getting in different rooms, like how I seen you, BET Media Room.
Sure.
And then get a few connects. I take that back to the independent side, and I'm just putting it together that way. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like, say you got a puzzle, but you got one piece over there in Georgia, another piece in Atlanta, another piece in New York. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm on a maze finding all those, bringing them back, putting them together.
How many songs have you recorded in your entire life?
I probably got like five, six tapes. I only been rapping 3-4 years.
Okay, so probably 100 songs?
Yeah,
okay. You
can say that.
So if there was a song, do you feel like you have the record that will change your life right now?
I do.
You do?
I do, but I feel like it's market share. I feel like it's marketing behind it. I feel like it's timing.
I'm going to challenge you. I disagree.
Okay.
I'm going
to tell you. What you about to say?
Because what artists have to understand is that how we digest music is very similar to how you wear clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That shirt you got on, Free Thug, by the way, the pants you got on, where you get those pants from?
If it's hot, they're going to find it, basically.
Where'd you get those pants from?
I can't even remember.
Did somebody sell them to you?
Yeah, for a fact.
Did somebody sell them to you? Or you just saw them and you like them?
Nah, I went to the store. I saw it and I liked it.
Boom.
But it had to be there.
Exactly.
So that's why I was saying market share. And
no,
then,
but I'm saying, don't get... Okay, so...
Like the masses.
I'm not... I could tell that you're smart. And I could tell you know your shit. But there's a difference in knowing how to run a car dealership and knowing how to keep your car running.
For a fact.
You speak market share, to me that speaks dealership conversation.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking specifically about you, right? So here's the thing, right? In this world, there are 150,000 songs being uploaded per day, right? Nigga, that's
just Spotify.
That's just Spotify. That's your competition every day,
for
right?
A fact.
So Because in today's world we listen to everything on demand. Think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago, we all was watching the same music videos.
Right.
We was
now
watching
you can
it.
Watch
we was
you want.
Now you can watch whatever video you want, whenever you want. So you didn't have to worry about that. So because everyone has a choice, every artist like yourself has to say, "Why me?"
Right.
Like why?
But I say masses and market share because say. Like I was talking about getting in the room earlier. Anybody I ever met on a journey, whether it's a DJ, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a supporter that I'm just, hey, bro, I'm Playboy, they've been tapped in since then.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just got to get in front of their face.
Yeah.
Because if all these people eating it up,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The people in the world ain't too much different.
Mm.
Like whether you go from here to Alaska, the average human being operates the same.
Gotcha.
So it's like, if I can get them, it ain't no difference than getting them.
I got to ask you a question I ask every artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I see where you are right now, but you're obviously not where you want to be.
Yeah, for a fact.
Why aren't you there? If you had to give me the assessment, like, I don't know no better.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to ask you, Playboi Poppy, tell me why you not where Jeezy is, where the baby is. Why would you say?
I feel like it's timing. I tell them timing. You know what I'm saying?
It's not your timing.
Yeah, certain people get different alley hoops, different breaks at different points, and I'm just waiting on that right alley hoop. That's all it be.
Are you waiting for your timing?
No, I'm running until I bump into it.
You know, so you're
running
for
into
it.
Yeah,
so that's so you're not waiting on it.
That's good.
I want to clarify that because it's like some people like it's God's timing. They be sitting on their ass
waiting forever. Forever.
I mean, that's what I've been doing. I've been running head down for the last 2-3 years straight. Yeah. Just been watching everything unfold.
Yeah.
But it's like you ain't got time to enjoy it, celebrate it, because you still trying to get to the bigger picture.
You
got to
keep working.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
do you have any benchmarks that you're reaching for?
Say it again.
Any benchmarks that you personally are reaching for?
Yeah, you know, when you do music, you want everything to come in it. Like, when you're looking at it, you see the BET Awards, you see the Grammys, you see, you know, some people respect them, some people don't, but it's like, I want to go with the gusto. I want, what's the highest award they could offer? Okay, let me get it, just to say I worked hard and I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like that, you know what I'm
saying? So let's talk music.
Mm-hmm.
You put out songs, you have. I'm actually go to it, just so you know.
I'll go to it.
Your biggest song is, your most popular song is Ride With Me.
Ride With Me is the latest song. That ain't the most
okay,
popular.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
one
cool.
Of the ones.
No, it's number one, though. Just, that's good. You should embrace that.
Oh, is that the last?
This is right now.
Like the last.
Current single. That's what currently.
No, but it's
not
but it's, but
popular.
It's,
so you know,
but it's, popular means it's still your ranking. This is the type of stuff you got to pay attention to. For you to put out a song that be your most recent, that's performing the best. That's killing it right now.
Yeah, for a fact. Right. That Ride With Me hard.
Yeah.
Shout out, who was that? Young Buck flipped that, and people loving it. You know what I'm saying? It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
That Ride With Me hard.
So Ride With Me. So is that what you're pushing now, or are you pushing, like, what is your goal?
Ride With Me is actually one of the singles off the this project I got coming. Carolina's Playboi. Yep. That's September 6th. So we just gearing up, rolling everything out. But yeah, Ride With Me, one of the ones.
Mm-hmm. So where are we in your cycle? Is this the record you're putting out? Is this like what
Ride
I mean by that
me
is
actually,
like, you just put Ride Me out. That's your most recent record, you said.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get into the flow of how you work yourself. Like, is it like, okay, Ride Me is out, we're going to work Ride With Me until September 2024 to end, and then we're going to come with something else? Or is it just constantly putting records out? Or, like, what's the goal?
We really be trying to gauge off the people.
I'm glad you said that. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, I was about to say, me and my manager, we sit back talking on the phone for hours, and we really just try to come up. But we try to gauge from the people, and they've been eating Ride With Me up. Like,
yeah.
DJ's been calling. I did two records kind of like that. Still Fly was like a remake, Ride With Me with the same way, and they was loving both of them, but they said Ride With Me was the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we've been giving them that, and then, of course, once the project get a little closer, we'll give them another single off that. But we seen how good that was doing. We're like, shit, let's get the numbers, add those to the next one.
One changes your life.
That's all it takes.
A lot of artists get caught up in trying to find, you know, like multiple, and it's like, bro, if
you got
like,
hit
you
right
got,
there.
You got the record right there. Let's not, don't
but
let
then,
up.
But then can you fault them when they don't know? Because it's like, they don't, you
well, that,
might.
That's true. That's true. But,
yeah,
but here's the thing. If they don't know, actually, you know what, Poppy? I'm going to say, yes, you can fault them.
Because
if they don't know, that means they didn't look.
Yes.
Because the information is there.
No, I mean, like, they might not know what a hit is.
No. That's another thing. You don't have to worry about knowing what a hit is. Pay attention to what people are gravitating to.
For a fact. So if they eating it up, bro, why would I give them something
why,
else?
Exactly.
No, I mean, it's like, why wouldn't we find a way to get them to eat that up more?
Yes.
Or here's some more game I'm going to give you. Most of us, most artists make this mistake. They tell you what they're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you what they did.
Facts.
So they'll say, I'm dropping my album July 1st. My album's dropping. And then once the album is out, they'd be like, album is out. And then, like,
quiet.
As time goes on, it just kind of fades away.
Yeah, for a fact.
How do we get to the album? How do we get to that part?
See, I'm one of the ones that I live in real time. So just like I'm doing the interview today, we're going to roll this out, roll the pictures out. I got a little mini documentary from the tape, documentary, but like just behind the scenes, cooking up, getting the inside look of how I made the music. But yeah, I know exactly what y'all talking about. Really the build up.
Yeah.
To know like, who am I listening to and why?
Or what I would do. So here's what I would do. I would get Ride With Me and Still Fly. I would get them both over to over a million streams. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would take that, and I would see that throughout local places. Like, for example, like in Atlanta, we got ATL, we got Georgia Followers,
yes.
We got ATL Uncensored, mm-hmm. ATL Scoop, we got our Butter ATL, we got our pages,
the sub blog site that
you know, if you in Georgia or in Atlanta, you got to watch, right?
Yeah.
So now, I'm pretty sure they have one for Carolinas, uh-huh. I know they do, right? So get both records to over a million streams, then go tell the world, now see that. Now you're saying rapper Playboy Poppy just got both his records just hit a million streams in notes in say 6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
They saying he the next out of North Carolina. What y'all think?
Right, that's exactly how they be titling.
Listen, listen what they did. They told the story.
Yep.
They didn't say what do you think of what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
They're saying look what he did.
Now go listen.
Now. But fuck, go listen. They, if you didn't listen, you feel like you're not in the loop.
You're not in the loop now.
So now they're like, "Is Playboy Poppy is next out of North Carolina right now? This, that." And now they're like,
"Who is this? I got to figure out."
Boom.
For a fact.
People don't want you to act like today's world.
They
want to
make it feel like they did it on their own.
They want to feel like they did it on their own because it's on demand. Mm-hmm. Everything is on demand. So now people might be like, "I ain't up on this," or sell out a show. In North Carolina, all you need is 75, 80 people in there singing word for word. Take a 10-second clip of them singing word for word. Take that right there. See that through the internet now. Look at what's happening. Playboy Poppy just performed his record. They going crazy. We don't care who they is.
Right. Yeah.
We see them reacting like that. And it changes how we treat them.
I did all them same as that.
Keep scaling it up. Like, but you gotta reach the benchmarks.
Yeah. For
where them. It's like, so now you get your record to a million streams, right? Mm-hmm. Like even now, like I just put out Ride With Me. It's already number one on my shit. That's a story in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just put this record out and y'all already got it at number one. I didn't even know. I was on somebody's show and they told me, thank y'all. Like, this is
because for people that haven't heard it and they see that, now they're going to go check for it.
Because it's like, you know, it's like Shazam is the greatest thing that happened to some of us.
Yeah, I love Shazam.
Because, you know, you be in the goddamn club and everybody singing, I got a drop on this nigga, but he from Tennessee. You like, what's wrong with you? Start looking around.
Right.
You don't want to ask a chick what song it is. You don't want to ask a chick what song it is. And she going to know you ain't cool.
I didn't notice how many people used it until I started looking at the analytics, bro.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like, man, 8,000, 9,000 Shazam. What's going on? Mm-hmm.
That's my point. Matter of fact, train your audience. Hey, bro, if y'all ever hear my shit, if we
Shazam
in the car,
Shazam it
for no reason.
For a fact.
Because the Shazam is the new research.
Yep. Right.
And that can tell you like how people are feeling about it based on audience. So if you got 10,000 Shazams and you got 150,000 plays, man, that means one out of every 15 people has pulled their shit out to try to figure out what your record is. That's good fucking odds.
For a fact.
You see what I'm trying to say? But you have to leverage it. And the reason I started Artist Spotlight is because of for people like yourself. People like yourself who have a dream and just feel like, damn, like, I know I got it. I just need to figure out what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, well, you do got it. You just, here's the answer on how to show the world you have it.
Right.
Not show the world you looking for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, it's a big difference.
It's a difference in the two.
Motherfuckers, let me tell you something. For you to be the next out of North Carolina, North Carolina has to know you have a plan.
No, but that's one of the reasons they like me, though.
That's what I'm saying. They got to know you have a plan. Okay, he going to be the one to take this shit all the way to the top.
And I'm vocal about it, too.
Exactly. Which gets them to rally around you.
Uh-huh.
So now you're vocal for North Carolina.
And they feel like they're a part of, you know what I'm saying? He going to do it. He going to save us.
He going to do it. Exactly. He going to put us
they
on the map.
Six cities over. He going to save us.
He going to open the door for us.
Yeah, for a fact.
They see you here. Oh, shit. He's on that show. Oh, shit. Hey, he killing it. Like, you doing it right. But here's the thing. In order for artists to break, here's the key to breaking artists. It is called spectacles.
Yes.
You have to create spectacles. Beyonce is a walking spectacle. If you saw Beyonce walking through the mall right now by herself, you could look her dead in her eye like you looking. I'm looking at you right now and be like, that can't be Beyonce.
Yeah, she ain't in here.
Where's the security?
Right.
Where's it is? That can't be her.
For a fact.
See what I'm saying? You expect the spectacle.
That hard.
What's your spectacle when they see you? You got the chain on. I know this nigga. I know you ain't no doctor. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't no lawyer.
Right.
You got the chain on, either a drug dealer or athlete or a rapper.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, like, or street nigga, a scammer or something, but you ain't working
at Popeye's, unless that's, you know, them diamonds is fugazi, then it's different. You know what I'm saying? But if it's real, nigga, we know you that shit take real money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So you all, you creating a spectacle, but you have to find a way to make the spectacle that everyone sees. Because your job is to change the perception of you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's saying you're next, right? Your job is to show people in other markets that, number one, I'm next, but also show the people that said you're next, other people co-signing you. So now they're like, oh, damn, because we'll get bored.
Yeah.
We'll get tired of cheering you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, yeah. For I done seen that happen to a lot of people, too.
Yeah, we'll get
burned out.
Yeah, we'll get tired. We'll
be like, he ain't get there yet.
Three albums, and still ain't there.
For a fact, but that's why you got to keep hitting them with something new.
Three albums?
As long as you they seeing it. Like you said, as long as they seeing the levels going up,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, they good.
Also, while you're hitting with the new stuff, also engaging with everybody as well is just as important.
Can I tell you something? Just some advice. I would do something with the hair. I would color it. I would do something. Something unique. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it's putting beads, put all beads on it. Something unique.
Signature. Identifiable
something
only to
like
you.
I said, like, for let me get this out.
Folks see me do this, I'm the only one.
No, we ain't gonna catch that.
Yeah.
You just told us about it, so now we'll look for it. But I'm saying, I always say this, it's embarrassing, but it's the truth. When Uzi first came out and Yachty first came out, I only could tell the difference between the two because one had red hair and one had purple hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, I remember Don Cannon was educating me on like the difference and the kind of artists they are. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at them, it's like, I know who that is because his hair is red. I know that is because it has purple. That's why the first question I ask you is what? Tell me about the character.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The character is a consistent, right? The character is consistent. Like I know this sounds crazy, but sometimes that's the most obvious answer. It's a girl named Scarlet. She raps. She's from New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see a girl, I could pull a line up and be like, which one is Scarlet? You could just look. That girl got a lip on her scarf.
That's her.
That's the answer.
It's for a fact.
Because everything's on demand. Nigga, we ain't got time to figure out
who is Scarlet.
Who is who. We ain't got time to figure out that this is your shit. It has to be direct. Yo, like, dog, I was walking down the street and, you know, I wear glasses to film.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was wearing shades at first. Notice I don't wear shades anymore. I just wear glasses where you can see my eyes. But I was going places.
Mm-hmm.
I saw 2 Chainz roll right by me. And then, like, he got like 15 yards in front of me. Then he stopped his car and was like, Ray, is that you? I'm like, yeah. He's like, nigga, why you ain't got your glasses on? I didn't even recognize you. The brand.
Fact.
There's a million people cooking. Only one guy does this.
Yeah.
So bad.
What is your unique offering, your signature, something that stands out? The baby. I heard the baby used to walk around with diapers on. That's a spectacle.
Yeah.
His name is the baby. He walks around with diapers. Nigga, here's the crazy part. He ain't got to do it no more.
No.
He did it in the beginning. It worked. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You feel me? So what is your signature? What is your thing that helps you stand out from everybody else? You have to find that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure that out. Like.
But then again.
Tell me.
It could be my voice. My voice.
It can be. But here's the thing. Ooh, I'm glad you went there. See, I like this nigga smart. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you went there. That's God given.
Yeah, and can't nobody, like, that's one thing everybody hear. They're like, bro, I love you because you don't sound like nobody. And your voice is, you know what I'm saying?
That's still God-given.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's a gift.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you got a gift. Now add something else on top of the gift.
Yeah, to make it more,
to make it more.
I get exactly what you're saying.
To make it more identifiable. Defined, it's like you might see me out and be like, you know, anytime I go place, people are like, I recognize where I know you from. And I don't have my shades on. Then I put my shades. You the guy.
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say? It's like I don't even film without shades on because I've made that a part of my brand, right?
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying to you is that you have to find something unique about you. Something about you that says, you saw that dude? I don't care what it is, by the way. Let me give you an example. I worked for L.A. Reid.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to put this out there because these are secrets that he gave me. I asked L.A., I said, why'd you sign certain people? So we were speaking about Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Rihanna always had great songs, but he said, his theory was anytime a girl is a pretty black girl, she should be able to pull off a short haircut. Think about it. Toni Braxton.
Yep.
Short hair. even though she wasn't black, she was with LaFace, pink.
Absolutely.
Short hair.
Oh, the fine.
Here come Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rihanna was, she sold gold first album, double platinum second album. But when she cut that hair and said, good girl going bad.
Good night, folks.
She became an icon.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think to yourself that one small change can't make a difference. Look at Future. Future came out, baseball cap on, bun in the back, right? Soon as she started getting money and got to a certain place, fedora, blonde tips on the dread. He dresses, he don't dress like a hood nigga no more. He dressed like a fashion icon.
Yeah,
it's things that, now mind you, you're from the South, so you can slowly get there, right? But what I'm saying is what spectacle can you create that you can make a part of your brand every day, bro? That every day is, and by the way, it could be some kind of sort of vertical integration where they do certain, where they, like, you might get a sponsor. They might want to put money behind you. I know you sponsored by a liquor company already,
AU
so
Vodka.
I already see you smart.
Shout out
to AU Vodka. So you're already smart enough to know how to get that part.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, it's so many other things you could do. You have to look at yourself, bro, as a 360 figure. Look at yourself. So how we used to look at music is, imagine you're on a poster,
uh-huh,
right? And you know, we used to put, you know, back in the day, used to put the posters on the wall. Oh my God, they're my favorite people. That was just a picture. Now we could take the person off the poster and put them on the table. And now, what shoes are they wearing?
Right.
Like, really, what hairstyle are they wearing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me teach you something. You know, when, here's some advice to every artist out there listening. You know you've figured yourself out and your brand out when someone can dress like you for Halloween and they know it's you.
That's hard.
Think about it. If you saw a little kid walking down the street with a leather jacket on, with no shirt on, and a knife on his head, we know who he's trying to be.
Right.
21.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to say? Like, it becomes more identifiable. So
yeah,
you have to find a way to create the uniform for Playboy Poppy. Shit, your name Playboy Poppy. It might be a Playboy, mm-hmm, fucking, it might be a angry, you might do what Jeezy did with Snowman. You can make an angry Playboy.
Yeah, for a fact.
You know what I'm saying? That could be the shirt you wear. Now, I wear that shirt, by the way.
For a fact.
An angry Playboy shirt. Now that be, I see a man nod his head. So he with me, I think. So you see what I'm saying? Like, angry Playboy shirt. And now it's like, nigga, what do you want? Nigga, you talk for the streets, you do all of that. So you already got that going. So what's the brand? The brand could be something as simple as that. It'd be something as simple as everybody want to wear the angry Playboy shirt.
Yeah. I actually had the merch Playboy. I sold about at least 400-500 shirts, you know what I'm saying? This before Playboy even had them selling clothes, you know, Playboy ain't have merch.
Mm-hmm.
But after that got big, you know, they rolled out clothes. So I kind of got, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't gonna say discouraged, but it's like, man,
Listen, let me tell you something. Don't ever get discouraged.
Yeah, for a fact.
Every day is a chance to try.
Yeah, mm-hmm, definitely.
Trying is the win.
But you know, them bigger companies, you can't do nothing with them.
What you mean?
Like Playboy, the brand, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, make your own brand.
I did, but it was too similar.
The better it is. Let me tell you, the greatest thing that happened to Lil Nas X is when country music said he ain't country.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't country. And nigga, what they do at the BET Awards? Well, he coming over here.
Yep.
Then.
Yeah.
Nigga, the best thing that happened. Playboy uses us. But they hate on a young black entrepreneur. Like, yeah, come on, bro.
That's free press.
That's the way I spun it when it happened.
That's the story.
That's for a fact.
Make it loud. But I'm telling you, an angry Playboy bunny, woo, I rock that shit.
That hard.
I rock that shit. Was Playboy Poppy at the bottom? I rock it. Not even knowing I'm rocking your name. It's like when Jeezy wore the Snowman shirt.
They were doing it.
And you from the South. You in the fucking sticks. Mm-hmm. You in the country. Every nigga in South Carolina, Greenville, fucking Middle Georgia.
North Carolina,
everybody.
Southern
everybody
Virginia.
Wearing that shit.
Everywhere,
right.
For a fact.
Now it's you. That's easy.
Yeah. And it was good branding too. I had changed the ear.
Yeah.
To a microphone, and then put Playboy Poppy at the top of the mic.
No microphone.
Yeah.
No microphone.
Don't
keep
make it.
Keep it generic.
Keep it generic.
Keep it generic.
Make it look like a. It's
so
like
that
a hood
a regular
bunny.
Little white boy down the block could wear that shirt. It don't have nothing to do with music. He just likes the design on the shirt.
It just looked like an angry. But it's like when Jeezy had a Snowman shirt. Like, niggas, he didn't have his sprinkling coke on the.
Nope.
You knew what it meant.
You knew what it. Yeah.
You know what it meant, and that's what makes it dope. That's what makes it. Where if you attack it, you profiling now. Why I can't have an angry, like we know it's there's a snowman. What does that mean?
Nah, it's neutral.
You know what I'm saying? So don't make it a microphone.
Keep it,
just make it an angry bunny, something like that. But you got to think about the uniform. That's why I said, right now, let me tell you my advice to you, because I could tell when I'm in a room with a smart artist. By the way, you smart how? What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go. You got here.
Yes.
How he got on this couch is already smart. But let me tell you, I know you're, because you're a smart artist, let me just give you some game. Don't focus too much on, you have to be a little delusional.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe in magic. You're different. Tell you why. Magic, I always tell people, there's magic and there's science, right? Mm-hmm. Magic and science are both impressive. Like if I did a science trick, y'all would be like, that would be just as impressive as a magic trick. The only thing is that I can explain it.
Right.
This is what I did. And not only that, if I can explain it, that means everybody can do it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Magic, I don't tell you what I did, so no one can do it, which means now you gotta come pay me
to figure
to
it
see
out.
It.
For a fact.
To see it. To experience it now, because you're saying, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? Like, that's the whole point about magic, right? Yeah. So what I want you to stop being is, I want you to stop publicly being science. I want you to privately be science and publicly be magic.
That's a bit, that's hard. But
that,
then-
That I makes be, sense, don't it?
Yeah, that's hard. But it's like, Ray, when you, mm-hmm. bro, it's just like, when you feel like, I ain't gonna say, it's hard to explain because it's like, where else they going to get it from?
No.
And you see so many folks that you know what I'm saying?
They going to get it from you.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
they just not
going
to know how they got it.
Yeah, they'll just learn off how I learned.
They just learn. It just look like you just woke up like this.
For a fact.
It's going to look like in rap, we like rappers that seem like they're not trying. The worst thing a rapper can do is try. That's why R&B music started suffering, because R&B singers have to try.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go out there and just sit on your, you got to like, you got to really prove it. Rap, on the other hand, you just got to say
the
something.
The cooler you are, the better.
Boom. Yeah. So you have to make it feel effortless. Like, it's like me, right? People see me, they be like, Ray, you're so smart, blah, blah, blah. They don't, like, my team, I know I consume more information than everybody in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, I watch a documentary every day almost. I'm learning something every day. So, yeah, I'm compounding on top of what I've learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are an artist, right? You are a hood nigga's dream, right? That's a nigga, I'm from the hood. I know how we are. You a hood nigga dream. You already know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that sometimes you can't. I think that's what hurt Jeezy. I think what hurt Jeezy was when he started speaking about how smart he was. Because now that they know how smart you are, they're gonna judge your music mm-hmm. and your moves slightly different.
Yeah, like you too
you can't,
smart to
you
be
can't
doing
be out here
that.
Talking,
exactly.
You
too smart
you can't
to be
doing out here
that.
Saying I'm buying all the real estate in the world and I'm building the country up and I'm doing this and then still say snowman.
Yeah.
Oh no, you. That's why Jay-Z is so great to me, because he found a way to represent the street guy, but in a different way.
Right.
He but still stayed on brand.
He still stayed
no
on
matter
brand.
How much he leveled
he,
up,
he leveled
still
up.
Stayed
he
on
still
brand.
Still stayed on
and
brand.
That's the biggest part.
That's the part. So with you, you have to be magic, but look like you have to think like science, but act like magic.
For a fact.
So you have to know what you're doing. You got to know I'm trying this. But then when you pull out, they'd be like, "What's that? Oh, I don't know. I just y'all like it."
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw this on.
Fast.
Like, it's like, and let me tell you something.
But then again, I wouldn't even show this side to everybody. It's like, I know I'm,
I
know what I'm saying?
I get it, but here's the thing. That is important. But it has to be important after.
For a fact.
Like, you can't be smart before.
Bet.
You got to be smart after. That's
that
what I said. Most people want to tell you what they're doing or what they're about to do. I say, do it. And then say, it's like an athlete. We don't see athletes sitting down doing post pregame interviews like, yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm going to try to shut down LeBron. You know, we're going to try to keep the ball out of his hand. Like, you see them after the game. And they usually talk to the winner team,
mm-hmm.
unless it's the playoffs,
about how you got there.
So now you can say, like, so now this could be a benchmark. I did Ray Daniels' show, right? Okay, cool. That's a benchmark. How you got there? I just hit him on some business shit. I boom, boom, boom. So now it's like, oh, okay. You know, now you're showing I got the plan.
Uh-huh.
Now, once you show I got the plan, now they follow you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't
fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tricolor variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Follow you if you don't have nowhere to lead them. They don't follow you if you're not always in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be with them. But you also, here's the thing, you know how it is from the hood. Once you start revealing a nigga your plug,
yeah, it's over. Yeah.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah.
That's the science part.
Yeah.
Don't tell a nigga your plug.
Nah, they'll never
you
know.
You know what I'm right, trying to say? Tell them.
They're trying to figure it out now.
Boom. That's what
how
I'm trying.
How do you get there? What is going
that's
on?
That's my point. But your job is to show them afterwards. All I did was this. Matter of fact, if y'all, you know what I'm saying? So now other people going to want to talk to you.
Yeah, for
sure. Yo, how'd you do that? Da, da, da. That's when you can reveal it. But you got to reveal it as you go.
Yeah,
you can't
reveal everything.
A whole.
Everything's in layers.
Yes.
Everything is
it's
in layers.
You can't reveal the entire plan. It's like this show. Like, we used to shoot out of spotlight in the other room. Uh-huh. Now we're doing it in here now.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's see if we can do it first. Let's see what it is first. Let's see how it feels first. Then we can build from there. And then mm-hmm. it becomes slightly easier.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just layers. And you gotta give it to them one at a time and make sure they understand it. And then once you do that, it's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could tell you smart, and I could tell you, you're too quiet and confident. So
yeah,
I already know you.
That.
I already know. Like, I make stars for a living. You that's know when you're right. in a room with a nigga that believe his shit.
That's right. That's
you
right.
believe your shit. Problem is that sometimes when you believe your shit, you don't feel a need to go out there and show your shit.
Yeah.
That's what a magic part. I can't, a magician can't wait to show you a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to show you a trick. That's what I mean by magic. Show them niggas. Show them niggas. Show them niggas what you do. Show them niggas how you rap. Show them niggas all the shit you got going on. Show them. That's how you lead.
Yeah.
That's how you lead. Like, nigga, this the plan. And then bring it all back home. Yeah, this what we doing. This how, like, this was happening.
This was going on.
Yeah, like, be that guy. Yeah, once you be that, the rest of that shit will follow, bro. The world is going to treat you the way you show it. It needs to treat you to get a response.
Yeah.
If you don't
how
do that.
You, yeah. How you move, how they going to treat you.
Mm-hmm. So, next 18 months, next 24 months, what can we expect from Playboy Poppy?
See Ride With Me Everywhere. They're about top of the year. Put another tour together. These about 8 to 10 cities. Get back outside. There's a whole bunch of work for real.
Mm.
A whole bunch
yeah.
of work.
I want you to be specific though. Like, I want you to reveal a little bit of your thought process. What I mean by that is, like, because I want to help you, but I can't help if it's like, I need to know specifically. Like, let me tell you what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're saying, I'm working Rob Me right now, I'm going to work that until October, right? But I want to be able to drop, I want to drop a new album or a new single before the year is out. Next year, I want to do this. Like, it's just really your personal goals.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're dropping Ride Me
is out.
About
it's,
2 months.
Yep.
Video out, going crazy. We're going to push that up. What is it? Top of August now. Tape come out. September 6th, we're going to drop a video a week before. The second song called Where I'm From. That's another good song out the tape. See what that one do. Look at the numbers when it come out. And really rebuild from there, not rebuild, but
like,
see which ones, you know what I'm saying? Go from there.
So that's the next, how long, what time frame is that?
That's to the top of the year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? At the top of the year, then you got the ones that you feel is the standout tracks, and we pushing those along with the ones that we've been pushing, but it's like, we're just still going.
Yeah, so next year, dropping more music, keep figuring out what we are.
Nah, next year, probably about the middle of the year, they'll be getting more music, cause it's 12 songs on this project, so I could be pushing this for the next 2 years.
I about to say, you could push this for the next 7-8 months.
Yeah,
you
know, for
everything
a fact.
Out of it.
For a fact, that's how we were thinking, and just doing it that way.
It's, what's your Instagram, if you don't mind me asking?
Playboy with a Y, _ pop, P-O-P-P-Y.
I'm just looking for you, bro. I like to, like, on this show, I like to do, like, real assessments.
Nah, mm-hmm. for a fact.
Like, I'm just going to look at your, okay. So I put in Playboy, you pop up, okay. 140 followers, okay, I see you. Angela Yee, Next Stop Greensboro. This a show? Is this a show? I'm looking at this video right here.
Yeah, that's a show. Yeah, arena show.
Fire. Can I tell you another thing?
Talk to me.
Let me give you some more game. I know too much. videos like this, they do very well for people that's interested in you.
Uh-huh.
Capture 15 seconds of a show.
Gotcha.
Capture 7 seconds of people singing word for word. That would be way more impactful than a recap.
So just them screaming, play what, just put that part.
Just a recap. You know why? Because now we want to know what they going so crazy for.
Yep.
Now we want to know what they reacting to. So your job, you got to understand, your job is to lead now. And I know what you're thinking. I know how most artists thinking, where it's like, I'm going to just do my thing and the artists are going to come. But no, your job is to lead. Your job is to show the world this is what it is, right? This is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Show the world the perception, right? So TMZ ran up on me. Mm-hmm. I just posted it. Like, my family is like, TMZ? They like, damn, they care what you have to say? It changes how people see you.
Yeah, but it got to come to people's front door. So it's like,
that's my point.
Yeah, for a fact.
But it can't. But here's the thing: if it's a recap, it comes like, "Hey, look at this."
Yep.
If it's a clip, it's like, "What the fuck just happened? Oh my god!" And then, hold on, what's that?
Yeah.
It's a different response.
Yeah.
It goes back to the spectacle. Me seeing them react to you like that, because even this edit, I know it could be edited.
Uh huh.
A real life audio clip.
Right there, they hear.
Right there.
It.
Oh my God, it's incredible. It's out of here now. Who is this guy? Why is everybody reacting like that? Like, you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You have to lead them to see, I'm a big deal. Let me say how big a deal I am back in my hometown. Listen to how I'm responding to my record. Oh yeah, I'm in Atlanta right now. Me and Ray Daniels did this show. He wanted me to do the show, boom. Oh yeah, I'm about to go, I know you doing other shit. I'm about to go do this. Now it's like, damn, don't. The same way you stretch out your music for 12, like you said, I can stretch out 12 songs for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
You can stretch out content and tell different stories. I'm not saying don't post a recap.
Yeah.
But post the pandemonium video first.
I was about to say, recap coming later.
Nah, I got you.
I ain't want to be one of them niggas.
No, I got you.
I did do that.
But I'm on your page, see?
Yeah, but you know how people archive and, but I done posted like 4 different clips from that.
Yep.
The pandemonium, the backstage,
and to be honest with
the
you,
recap,
and that shit should be pinned.
The pandemonium?
Pandemonium.
Fast.
Like, if you go to my page, right? Like, I know I'm on the internet talking crazy shit. You go to my page, which you see pinned. You see me on stage at the Grammys, with us winning Songwriter of the Year. So you're like, okay, he's in the music business.
That hard, congrats.
That's this year, by the way. You see me on the cover of the XXL, and you see all my plaques at the house. That's on purpose. That's because if you see me talking and you might get tired of me talking, this nigga think he talk too fucking much. Go, who is he anyway? Then you go see, now I just showed you who I am. I didn't show you who I'm trying to be.
Yeah, you remember
I showed
why.
You what I did.
For a fact.
And that's what your job has to be. Your job as a rapper has to be showing people the moves you making after you made them.
Fact.
Fuck that. The result of the move.
Yeah.
Not even the move, the result of the move. Because if you could give them a result or the move, now they're looking like, I feel left out.
How that
out.
Even happened? Yeah,
how,
I missed it.
I don't, yeah, for dog, niggas wait in line for fucking 6 hours to get a pair of sneakers just to say they didn't miss out.
Yep.
You mean to tell me you don't think you going to make a nigga go to your page and follow you and figure out what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Why ain't heard about
Why ain't heard?
Yeah,
nigga, is something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Because all these people know.
Right.
A recap says all this stuff about me. By the way, I do this for a living. I'm telling you. It's good to do those.
Uh-huh.
Give us the raw.
For
the
a fact. Raw,
and find something signature in the look. Trust me. Dog, I'm looking at you. I don't know if it's your manager right, but I'm looking at you. Okay, it's your manager right here. So I'm looking at him. He reminds me of Eazy-E.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because that's the character Eazy-E played. Black and white hat with the hair out. He just had a curl. He got braids.
Yeah.
So all I'm seeing is E. Like, nigga, that was Eazy-E's uniform.
Yeah.
If he said, if he could be dressed like Eazy-E right now for Halloween if he want. All he need is a fucking, just a Raiders jacket.
Raiders jacket, that's it. Like, yeah. That's it. Take the mask over the Raiders jacket.
Point.
He gone.
That's my point. What's yours? And here's the best part. Bro, if you remember this. Remember anything, remember this. You from Greenville, North Carolina. Which means they don't expect no trends to come out of there. No trends to come out of Greenville, South. No, New York is not sitting around saying, what is Greenville, South Carolina doing right now?
No one is,
right? So with that being said, now you have the ability to become the trendsetter from Greenville, North Carolina. And that's bigger than rap.
Right, because it's culture.
Because it's culture,
yeah,
too.
Culture. Right.
See what I'm saying? But that's, you got to give them something.
Speaking of that, tell me about the Breakfast Bar.
The Breakfast Bar. It's a restaurant me and my family started. It's about 5 minutes from the neighborhood I grew up in. Really, we just ain't had nothing like that. You know, I'm traveling around, so I'm seeing the burnt spots, the lounges, different things, and it won't nothing like that in my area. So we brought it back. It's been going real good, 4 years now. It's like a staple in the city. Whenever you come, mm-hmm. like, hey, such and such, mm. go to the Breakfast Bar, play with Poppy, da-da-da-da-da, like the whole city gonna tell you.
I like that.
Definitely.
I like that. So you also an entrepreneur too. See what I'm saying? He's smarter. Yeah. He's smarter than
former football player.
Yeah.
College football player.
Yeah. Fayetteville State.
How'd you get? I gotta ask you this. Independent artist. 140,000 followers on Instagram. 46,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. You still have a brand partnership with a liquor. Uh-huh. How were you able to pull that off?
I'm a great marketer. So like, I actually had chips. People see me and be like, bro, I love what you're doing. And then I got like a community type fan base. Like mm-hmm. they'll see the same people tapped in. They'll see like constant engagement. So they're like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Let's get with me. And then I go down there, meet face to face. AU was, the headquarters were in Atlanta. So I came down here, shot the video, chopped it with not the owner, cause he was still in the UK, but the people representing them, you know what I'm saying? Got the work done. But I mess with AU.
So how'd you get them to sponsor you? That did they find you? You found them?
Yeah, Play DJ
Play. The okay. union.
Yeah, DJ Play. He's where is he actually from? He ain't from the States.
No, he's not from the States. He's from overseas.
Yeah, he heard about my.
I want to say like England, something like
UK,
that. Yeah,
somewhere in the UK. But he heard about the music, tapped in like, hey, I like what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Which part of the South you in? I'm in North Carolina. All right, we got this going on for this region. We think you'll be a good face for it. So it kind of went like that.
So they found you and off made a part, wanted to do a partnership with you based on the work you're doing.
Yeah. And that was through Instagram.
I'm glad you said that, because it's gonna be a lot. Because the thing about this show mm-hmm. is you have a lot of people watching saying,
how did that even happen?
Yeah, it's hard out here.
Yeah, for a fact.
You know, you need a million followers to get a deal.
They just not working with the gold bottles. Everybody in my city, like, man, what? Because you know, they just seen who had the money bag. It was somebody else.
The city probably.
Yeah, the city was turning. Hey, when this coming down here? You know what I'm saying? So they were waiting on it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it tasted good, so I ain't mind representing.
So, what made you say music over football?
I was playing football, and then I just got like, you know how you feel like you just up and you got it all going. And, like, I just let it get to me. You know what I'm saying? I got off focus, living two different lives. I had a lot going on.
Had to make a choice.
Yeah, I had to make a choice.
Why you pick music over sports?
I really had picked sports because like, I'm the oldest in my family, so I always had like I got to save. I got to take care of everybody I know. So I'm looking at football as that type of check.
Yeah.
So if I make it to the NFL, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when they didn't happen, it's like, man, you made all these promises to yourself, to your folks. Like, what you going to do now?
Yeah.
So then I'm looking at the music money. Like, oh, yeah, I get there. It's the same type of thing. So that when the race started, you know what I'm saying?
Can you do something for us? Is that cool with you? I just want to hear you rap. But you got to be ready for a critique if that's cool.
Oh, yeah, for a fact. I ain't right, tripping.
Cool. Make it show.
We got news report. Something. I kissed my grandma on the deathbed, made amends with all my demons. Still post up in the trenches just to let them babies see me. Little bro said he's still spinning till they dead and he stopped grieving. Carolina, they know the player, chosen go ask Petey. We built this shit off mud out the sewage. No, they see me. I used to hit a lick alone, then split it. I ain't greedy. Mm-hmm. I used to think a bad bitch was the only hoe I needed. I could read a nigga like a sermon, like a preacher. Know some niggas wanna do me some, but I ain't leaving. Triple beans in baggies growing up, that's all we seeing. Gen 5 with a switch, he feel the burning when he dreaming. God gave me the sermon, I could feel a snake when I see him, nigga. Hey, Carolina's Playboy.
Hey.
Set to my six.
I ain't gonna lie, can I tell you something though?
Yeah, talk to me.
I wanted to hear what you had to say because I wanted to see if it was on brand.
Okay, that makes sense.
A lot of artists might be like, man, you know, I love my mama. Man, my wife is so good. Man, me and my wife get along. Man, I love my kids. Then they rap, they be like, bitch, it's on my dick and I'm fucking on, dude. And it's like, dog.
Come on, bro.
You just told me how you love your family. So, like, I just wanted to see if I heard the, what you call it? The sermon, what you call it? The ghetto, what you call it? You said they call you?
Not when you was just like describing the character, like Trench Preacher.
Trench Preacher, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, really, so like the hope like something they can look at.
Trench Preacher.
Yeah, for
are you fact. Doing? Are you looking at like doing features? Have you ever planned for that?
I had a feature on my last project. Shout out CMG, shout out Lil Papa. That was real good. I ain't got no features on this project, but I'm always down to work. I just be trying to make sure it be organic. You know what I'm saying? That's all it be.
So
organic.
Let me give you some advice. Go to your Spotify and go see who the fans also like.
Okay.
So like I'm looking on your Spotify, I see Main Fresh, Fifth Element, RJ, Mimics, Young Sunny Boy, County Boy, Oleek. I just see a whole list of a whole bunch of people. These are people that you should do songs with. Now, pick from them, obviously. Pick who matches, but these people you should do song with. Why? The algorithm just told you.
Yeah.
Everybody that listens to you is listening to them.
Yep. Yeah.
So now you can make them, you can take their moment, and now that's a cheat code. That's easy.
Yeah, that's like, that market share.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then don't, and then also, what don't do, don't make this mistake. Don't reach too high for a feature. Like, now if someone reaches low, if a Gunna or 21 or one or a Thug or one of them is like, yo, you hard, then that's different.
No, you do that.
Yeah, now they're co-signing you.
Yeah.
But if they're not doing that, don't reach too high up. Vertical steps with the people in your in your peer
group. It all gotta gotta match.
Yeah, because if it matches, what's gonna happen is that it's gonna shoot
going
up.
Going through the roof then, but if not, it's like, who is this?
Why?
I know he paid for this.
It's out of order.
Yeah.
There it is. It's, damn, see? He's smart, man. You smart, dude. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I'm being real with you. Like, I could tell when I'm in a room with a smart artist.
I can't wait to hear some of the music, bro.
Just don't outsmart the process.
Nah, for a fact. For a fact.
A lot of artists make that mistake. You cannot cheat the process. Don't think just because you smart.
God ain't gonna let you cheat it, though.
He will bring your ass.
Yeah, God ain't gonna let you cheat it,
bro. Or, you know, some niggas just sell their souls and be like, I don't care. I just want to be up there. I don't care what I got to do to give it up.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? Careful with that, though.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Careful with that.
Yeah, so you got to be careful with that. But I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I fuck with it.
Absolutely.
That was hard. Appreciate
it. I fuck with it, man. You impressed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that was the plan. I'm about to show this nigga I know my shit.
Nah.
An artist that has his head on together is a great thing.
Yeah. You know, but you should, to me, ride with me. This is what I would say, because I like to give information. Find some way to incorporate ride with me into making content. But I mean, see, the idea I have is illegal.
To ride with me.
The idea I have is illegal. Like, the what idea you about I have to say? Is like, I was gonna say like I always think about content, and I always think about what would go viral, right? So I'm just imagining like someone, you Uber driving as a fake ride, right? And then they get in the car, and then all of a sudden the ride turns into like you driving crazy as fuck, like, yo, calm down,
running lights and getting called hard and all that.
Or you being in an Uber car, and by the way, you can stage it. It don't have to be like legit.
See, I be trying not to be too gimmicky though. That's the only thing.
That's not gimmicky.
Okay, so
let me tell you why it's not gimmicky. It's not gimmicky because it's connected to your music.
Okay.
And
but it got to be on brand though.
That's the key. That's
on brand. But my point is it don't have to be you.
Yeah.
It don't have to be you driving. It could be somebody else. Or it could be like imagine getting an Uber drive. Like, imagine one of y'all, we get in an Uber, and then a dude is like, yo, what you do? The driver's like, I rap. You want to hear my song? And you'd be like,
I don't want to hear it.
I guess so. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Then a nigga turns his song.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it up. They go crazy. They're like,
that would be hard though.
That
you get
some
a natural reaction.
Yeah,
that would be hard.
But just, I'd be always thinking like, what can you? Because here's the thing about music mistake that artists makes that I don't want you to make.
Okay, you can finish.
Artists like to push their music. It's not about music.
Push yourself.
It's about pushing you. Now, here's the key why I say doing what I'm doing, because the biggest opportunity that you can give an artist, outside of playlisting, is really probably bigger than playlisting, is syncing their music in something.
For a fact. You can't
right?
Yeah, okay. You can't go wrong with that.
So what is a sync? A sync is when you put music in the background of
a movie, game,
anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you just make the music that your song gets synced to?
Right.
It's this dude, Queens Flip. Queens Flip had these videos he does where he did it to Teyana Taylor,
mm-hmm.
and he did it to PNB Rock, where he was like an Uber driver, then he would like play his music or something, he'll go crazy. And they would like Teyana Taylor, I think, broke his nose.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Something crazy, like she broke his nose. She made his nose bleed for sure, because she punched him in his mouth, because she, you know, you in the car, this dude's driving, he's driving crazy, like,
and she, and hit she ain't know what was going on.
Right. Thing, take his videos, sync your song to one of his videos.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just gonna be spinning right behind.
Now people sharing it, and the whole time they sharing it, they sharing a funny video with their mama, their cousin, their uncle, their girlfriend, their whoever.
But all along, you here ride with me.
So that's the key. For syncing the song. If you can't, instead of trying to get your song synced, sync it yourself.
Sync it yourself and let it go around.
Or if you don't see nothing, create something for it to be synced too, and now that's it. Because when I hear Rob with me, I'm
that
like, bro.
Hard. That was hard.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, when you hear Rob with me, I'm like, how can you make that? Like, what can you, like, what can we do with that? Like, what can you do on brand?
Uh-huh.
What can you do to make people see the song every day but not get tired of you promoting the song?
Every day.
Every day. What can you do?
That is one of them videos.
See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because people can watch that and not even feel like they...
High speed car chases.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They could do a high speed car chase. Damn, buddy was gone. Do you want to ride?
But the
with
whole
me?
Time, they subconscious they, being downloaded.
They subconsciously are downloading your song.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's the key. That's hard. How, by the way, you have to do multiple versions of that. What else? Give me something you're into outside of music.
Fashion.
Okay, fashion. I would go to these. If it's a fashion blog, a fashion page, fashion anything, like, find a way to like go talk to them about your music. It might be a stylist, a young up and coming stylist, and go like have a nigga style you.
Down to New York fashion.
Have a nigga style you, and then play it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say
that's hard.
Just to get, cause see the thing about music that you got to understand in today's market, where there was only radio and TV,
mm-hmm.
Now there's 1 million ways to get to an audience. Your job has to be, how can I place it in as many places as possible? How can I put my song over there and over there? How can I put it everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be how you break.
For a fact. That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, really trying to figure that out without burning yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the hardest part in.
Cut this part out, because, you know, obviously we don't have the rights to, but I just want to, like, play a song. I just want to hear it, because I heard him rap, but I just want to hear it a little bit.
Come on, kick it with a player. If he bluffing in this, even now. Come and hunt me in the truck. My hydraulics in this, I get jumped. That's the TikTok dance right there, though. Yeah, boy, but. It's like this. She scream, oh shit, nigga. Louis Star, put it on this stove, stay right there. Throw that ass.
What I would do is, I would take pictures, stills from Young Buck's video, scenes from the video, recreate the scenes, post like your version, his version, ask the people who did it better, or did I nail it?
Right. Right, that's hard. That was another hard one.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hard. Yeah, I'm about to get my video out and get on that today.
So, like, kind of like recreate a scene and be like, did I do it right?
Y'all think Young Buck, that's actually how I did the video.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Take a still.
That's what I'm saying.
Take a still, put it on there. Then tell your audience, like, yo, tag Buck. Let's see what he think.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, Young Buck might co-sign it. Then if Young Buck co-signs it, now you take that, see that.
And that's enough.
Look at South Carolina. Look at North Carolina. See what I'm trying to say?
For a fact.
Now you get, I don't even got to do this. He gets it.
For a fact.
Hey man, this artist spotlight, man. I mean, like this.
Yeah, but
I like talking to the artists. Ideas like that
is
artists.
What, you know what I'm saying?
But the key to today's world is how much attention can you maintain? Now, it's very hard for you to maintain attention, obviously, because you're an artist. So you have to find a way to maintain attention from other things that connect back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, I watched that video, but your song is in the background also,
uh-huh.
Right? Or I watched this, or like, a girl stealing, like, three girls robbed a nigga from a hotel, and then you see him run out the elevator, play the song in the background. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers just, you see what I'm trying to say? Like,
no, for a fact.
Put the song in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
every
hard.
Day.
or at kind of your front door. Either way,
every day,
and looking at me or you looking at
always engagement, always engagement, always engagement. Like y'all, that's what I said. Post that. Did I nail it? What y'all think?
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say.
We dropping that next week.
Come on, bro.
We dropping that next week. Y'all stay tuned.
I'm looking forward. I expect the next 6 months. If you just apply these plans, I expect the next 6 months for you to be that nigga.
For a fact.
Nah, I just set the expectation. You got to do it now.
You got to do it. Next time
I see you.
For a fact. I appreciate you, my guy.
You ask them, like, we've had people come on this show and take their advice, run, and it
ran
worked.
With it, and it worked.
It's working.
I could give you five artists. That we've
five
done
artists
it,
right now that it was like, do this, and they did it, and it's working. So I'm telling you, you got to apply the pressure.
And we're going to know. We got a lot of people in Carolina. They're going to reach out.
No,
and by the way,
and the Carolinas are those two states are the number one consumption of music.
Consumer.
Period. Of music. Nigga, what are we talking about?
For
I would be running the world. World, Craig.
Yeah.
I'm playing, bro. I would be, dog. All you got to do, give the Carolinas something to be proud about. Put your foot on their necks. I said for me, Rick, I mean, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, by the way, me saying that's it, around this mark means you did a damn
good
job.
You did a damn good job.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
I got that shit together,
sometimes
man.
Sometimes I'll be looking at niggas. Sometimes I'll be looking at niggas and I'll be looking at them like, you know, like, we can wrap this up. Nah, because, you know, because so many people want, that's another thing I'm gonna give you props for. I'm gonna wrap this up by saying this. So many people want this opportunity. And you won't believe how many people want this opportunity. And some of them are willing to pay to skip the line. But the part that bothers me the most is that they don't honor the process. They skip the line, they jump to the front, and they wasn't even ready.
Yeah, talk about within that process, it's going to help build you.
Ready.
I'm telling you now.
Timing is a big part of this.
Everything.
Yes.
Like we were saying earlier, you get that big feature, boy, we don't even know your name.
Boy, come on, bro. What I'm
so why did you do that?
Bro, but let me tell you a little bit more. I'm just giving you game, because I appreciate your approach. Go back to, I just wish, if I was in a little town, I'd blow up so easy. Go, when you at every, and it might not be big, it might not be major to you, but within your cycle, next 18 months, it's very important, you have to become the leader of the Carolinas. You have to become the uniter of the Carolinas. Let me tell you how you do that. You create the table that they all sit at. How do you do that? Okay, who's the hottest nigga in Greenville, South Carolina? Who the hottest nigga in Raleigh, Durham? Mm-hmm. Who the hottest nigga in there, right?
Go get them.
Do an album, do a project, call it something like, I don't care what you call it. It could be Carolina on, I don't care what it is. Do that, put all those guys on songs. Now, who is the person that who caused the tide to rise high? You are the guy that did it.
For a fact.
It's like, look at Tip. When Tip blew up, he on a record with Memphis Bleak, Round Here, him and Trick Daddy. Then he does the record with Killer Mike and Bone Crusher. Then he goes and does, he gets T.I. in the Rubber Band Man, Puff in the Rubber Band Man video, both went for, he made you see, I'm the king of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And what we in the world need to see is that you are who to follow in the Carolinas. We need Baby and Arnold Taylor and them being like, yo, nigga, why you ain't over here with us?
Yeah.
But you got to be the unifier. You got to be the guy that, yeah, I got that. Oh, he on my shit too. He on my shit too. Now they all saying we on his shit. Now you do a show in the Carolinas, you tell them all to come pull up. They gonna all pull up. Nigga, they pulling their people. Yeah. Now, you the king of Carolinas. But let me tell you something.
I did one like that in Atlanta, actually.
Come on, we need to do it in
Carolina. You got to do it in Carolina.
Trust me.
It's going to mean that much more. There.
Dog, let me tell you something. This nigga Nick Cannon is the GOAT. You want to know why? This nigga is not the greatest comedian. He's not the greatest rapper. He's not the greatest at anything. The greatest that he is at building tables for his peers to come shine.
Right, that's why everybody love him.
Elevates him.
Right.
So now he's up here, not even for his talent. He's up here for the opportunities. He set the plate for other talent.
That's
see what I'm trying to say?
That's all right, yeah.
I went from sitting in the rooms talking to Def Jam or sitting in the rooms talking to artists, and now they sending me artists to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I built a stage. You have to be the platform. You got to be the unifier. And when I'm talking about that, like I don't, and by the way, I don't care what it is, nigga, I'm different. I would drop a 10 song album and every song would be named after a different city. This song's called Charlotte. This song's called Raleigh Durham. This song's called Greenville. This song's called Columbia. I know that sounds crazy, but add a artist from those cities to every song. Talk about the cities, talk about the song. My nigga, it might not take you across the world. We don't, but
the impact that I
it's
have.
Going to make you the guy in the Carolinas so that when you do come, you're the setter of the stage. These are the things in the process that we say don't skip. Like, how do we show you're a hometown hero? This nigga Andre 3000 is loved dearly 30 years later because in 1994 he got on stage and said the South got something to say.
Right.
Just that alone has right. made
he's
him.
He's golden for life for
he's,
that.
He's
for life.
Right. Me and, right. me and Killer Mike was on Joe Budden's show and Joe Budden was like, I'm tired of y'all milking that shit. I was like, bro, it's never gonna go
it's
away.
Never.
It's
not. That's how it all got started. Time.
Now, ooh, Carolina's got something to say. Something like that.
Yeah.
By the way, you don't have to spend a lot of money on it.
Nope.
All you gotta do is make the songs, put the people on it, put the features on it, let them get on it, and put it out there. It is for them. The only reason why country towns lose compared to major cities is because they don't give them something to be proud of.
Yeah.
You got to give them something to be proud of. This
that's
nigga
why Petey went
James,
through the roof with that.
That's why exactly why he went through the roof.
And then look what he did. He North Carolina raised up, and then once the song blows
everyone.
Up, he named all of the city, right? Nigga, but it was the first time.
Yeah.
I would remake that shit. I would take that and flip that. Shit, why not? And I put the hottest niggas on it. Like, there's so many ways for you to stand out. And Atlanta is hard. Atlanta is clouded. It's cluttered. New York is cluttered. Miami is cluttered. It's cluttered. But those towns, like where you from, where it's open, nigga, all you gotta do is shut up to create the shop. And you out of here.
Yeah, build it. They gonna come.
There you go.
But it's intentional. You have to be intentional with every stop, every step. Every plan, you have to be intentional. That is the key. What do we need? We need Carolinas to know about you. Okay, cool. How do we get them? Let's give them music. Nigga, that ain't nothing for you to make. I could tell ain't nothing for you to make.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing for you to make. Now let's give them some music. Now let's get these people on it. These niggas all got 50,000. They got 50,000 monthly listeners like you. They ain't charging you. They happy to be on a project. Now do primary artists with all of them. Now, when that shit drops, everybody from the Carolinas, you just populated their Spotify.
Yeah, ping, ping.
When they
ping.
Own up, if they looking for anybody local, and by the way, everybody in little local towns, little street niggas selling dope on the corner, when they go look for their favorite nigga front of the corner and they see your shit pop up, they gonna be like, oh damn.
Yeah, they go, bro.
Oh, bro,
I done seen him somewhere.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
He fucking with us too.
Yeah.
Okay, we fuck with it. Okay.
Sometimes that's the only thing people need to see.
That's the only thing. The embrace. By the way, that might be the only thing that they had that year. And
yeah.
You gave it to them. And now you up.
For a fact.
It's really easy, bro.
Yeah.
It's just work on, like most people are working on what they don't have. Work out, navigate what you do have. And it'll be fine.
Facts.
I just want you to win, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
And I ain't gonna lie. And I mean, like, your voice is ill. Your voice is ill. Like, ill. Ill, my nigga. You got if you don't fucking come out and take this shit.
Yeah, that's what I said. You gonna see? You gonna be like,
nah.
I'm saying
it on record.
Fact,
yeah. You're too smart. You're talented, and you from a place where it hasn't blossomed yet.
Yeah, it hasn't been done.
My nigga, what else can you ask for?
Right.
A nigga come out of Toronto right now. Everybody gonna be like, what
that's
Drake.
That,
come on. Mm-hmm.
They don't even equate.
They like, what does Drake think about this nigga? You could be the Drake of the Carolinas.
Yeah, that's hard.
Because the baby is that too, and it give him that. But he's been out 5-6 years now. It's another.
It's
chance.
Time. Yeah, yep. It's time. It's time.
Shit, man. I'm Rick. You good? I'm you got any questions for us?
Nah, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
Lie,
till next
fun.
Time.
This is dope.
Till next time, man.
I'm glad that you know your shit.
Yeah, for a fact.
We got to do a follow up.
Yeah, that's why I said till next. We gonna come back. When that mogul number one, like, hey boy, I seen da da da, and
we
gonna dissect.
Nah, we coming to your city.
Yes,
yeah, we could do it at a restaurant.
We coming to your. No, I want to come to your show when you doing the Carolina. We gonna cover that motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
Come on,
that's perfect. Come on,
come on, nigga.
Come on,
North
Carolina's got something to say, and we gonna load it up like that.
Make it big. What people don't understand is that the reason why these pods are important is because it's about creating relationships,
bridging the gap.
That's what it's about.
That's
bro.
The only thing at the end of the day.
And what way can two people talk for an hour randomly about, like, nigga, we talk for an hour, no cameras here. I'd be like, damn, nigga, you want to pick my brain? Nigga, what the fuck? I'm on the podcast, it doesn't bother. So,
and you can't do this on radio.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Not this deep.
Too long.
Let's go, bro. This Artist Spotlight, shout out to our sponsor, Two Laws. I hope you were Two Laws too. If you're not, we should get you on there because I can get you some favoritism through the system.
Fact,
shout out to Two Laws, our sponsor. Shout out to you guys for watching. Like, share, subscribe, and go fuck with Playboy Poppy. I'm going to make sure all of his socials are under the screen the whole time.
The biggest player.
But Carolinas, don't fuck this up.
I'm telling you, got one now.
Please don't mess this
up. Don't fuck this
up. Nah, I got you.
Let me tell you why.
I'm telling you.
Because one opens the door for many.
Fast.
And all y'all need is one, and y'all got a whole new economy that y'all just created because one nigga popped off.
One. That's what I be telling when I be talking to him.
Come on, bro. Come
on,
bro.
Sit on the flow, man.
So this Artist Spotlight, we are out. Let's go.
Biggie.